every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Thank you for joining The Healthy Way. I am Dr. Roy Spicer, biochemist and water quality specialist with Clean Water Revival in Stuart, Florida, with my co-host Kim Jones, pharmacist with Prescription and Wellness Shop of Stuart, Florida. Welcome to The Healthy Way. This is Dr. Roy Spicer. My background includes being a bacteriologist for the New Jersey Department of Health, a biochemist for Ortho Research Foundation. I have achieved a level 5 certification as a water quality specialist and practiced chiropractic for 30 years on Long Island, New York. Currently, I am vice president of Clean Water Revival located in Stuart, Florida. Today, I'd like to welcome a very special guest, Dr. Cynthia Mangla. Did I pronounce that right? Cynthia Mangla.
Yes, you did.
Of South Florida Regenerative Medicine Center. Dr. Mangla is a Cleveland native, and she received her undergraduate degree in biology from Miami of Ohio. She then went on to obtain a degree as a doctor of chiropractic from Palmer College of Chiropractic in Port Orange, Florida. After graduation, she relocated to Denver, Colorado, where she joined a sports and rehab chiropractic clinic. During her time in Colorado, she had a unique opportunity to work with innovative therapies to improve a variety of joint and soft tissue conditions. After a short time, it became obvious to her the incredible benefits of regenerative medicine for many different orthopedic conditions. She has since developed a passion for regenerative medicine and is excited to extend her knowledge and experience about these incredible therapies to South Florida. Well, welcome to our show, Dr. Mangla.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, this area is particularly interesting to me because I did attend one of your lectures and I found it fascinating. I've been looking into stem cells as an option for a joint problem in my knee. And from what I learned at your lecture, stem cells, injections, and therapies is a variety of them, which we'll discuss a little bit today, has some very beneficial effects and is very effective in certain type of joint conditions. So what can you tell us about generally about regenerative medicine and what it's used for?
Sure. So regenerative medicine is a growing field in healthcare that focuses on various methods of treatment to restore or establish normal function within the body. It's essentially allowing the body to naturally heal itself from injury, disease, or degenerative processes that may occur over time. Some of the most common treatments associated with regenerative medicine, as you mentioned, include stem cell therapy and also platelet-rich plasma, which is better known as PRP. So when we have injury to the body, platelets and stem cells are meant to travel to the site of injury to promote healing. However, as we age, our ability to heal significantly decreases. So for example, when we're born, we have a very high concentration of stem cells within our body. Mm-hmm. However, by our teenage years, that number decreases and then continues to decrease as we age. So what we're doing is introducing either a high concentration of stem cells or PRP to the site of injury in order to promote healing.
So what you're saying is if you have some sort of injury or joint degeneration or joint injury, when you're younger, you can take the PRP is your own blood and you're harvesting stem cells from the body of the person you're treating. And there's ways, I assume, to enhance the stem cells. One of the things I learned from one of the doctors, you can take certain nutrients, I think it was blueberries or certain other nutrients that might grow more stem cells. When I had my surgery on my knee, they wanted to do a microfracture on the knee. I decided not to do that because I felt it was a little traumatic and the recovery time was a bit long, but they do that in surgery on the joints, I assume. But what you're saying is that if you're younger, there's a different set of procedures, like this PRP procedure that works better with younger people versus a different procedure which uses umbilical or amniotic fluid when you get older because you have to use more stem cells coming from another source. Is that generally what happens in the stem cell injection evaluation?
So there are different resources for stem cells alone and also different conditions where PRP may be a better treatment option versus stem cell therapy or certain conditions where stem cell therapy is more appropriate than PRP.
Well, could you define that for us? You know, break it down?
Sure, absolutely. So typically PRP is best with minor conditions or when inflammation is present to a certain area. I would say stem cell therapy, and this is very generalized, stem cell therapy is better for moderate to severe conditions.
So let's say we have a soft tissue injury to a tendon or a ligament. Would the PRP be a better choice for that kind of injury?
Again, it would really depend. Once the patient is evaluated, that's how it can be determined which is a better treatment. So if it's a minor sprain, minor strain, PRP absolutely can be of great benefit alone. But if it's a little bit more of a advanced tear to the muscle or the tissue, that's where stem cell therapy would be a better treatment option.
So one of my doctor friends, he had a foot injury from playing basketball. He's about in his 50s now. And he went out to Colorado. They did the stem cells on him. It seemed to help a little bit, but it just didn't get him far enough, so he had to have the surgery. But they did say because he had the stem cell treatment before the surgery, it helped the recovery, and he got a better result. Is that something you've seen, those kind of injuries, that stem cells help?
Absolutely. So stem cells can prepare an area to allow for better healing. So the use of stem cells have actually occurred with surgical procedures for a long time now. So they'll incorporate stem cells to promote better healing after surgery, whether it's for orthopedic reasons or spinal surgery. It can actually allow for a much better result.
Well, that's what I had seen in chiropractic, and I'm going back further than you have been in the field. I guess the early days, not the real early days, but back in the 1970s, I had a severe spinal injury from a car accident, and I went to one of the top orthopedic centers at Columbia Presbyterian in New York. And at that point in time, by today's standards, it was pretty primitive techniques. It was like chisels and hammers, bone grafts. It was pretty primitive compared to today's neurosurgical techniques. And basically they said to me, well, I could still be paralyzed from the condition and may not help. So it was very risky, very high risk type of surgery. Mm-hmm. Today, of course, you know, surgical techniques are more refined, but the obvious thing would be to avoid surgery. And as a chiropractor in the natural healing field, you want to avoid surgery at all costs if there's options. So it seems to me now with the newer stem cell techniques and this new technology, you're bringing a whole new option to people that they didn't have before 20, 30 years ago. So how has that changed the field of orthopedic medicine or health field in general, that you see a future in this to be a new technology that's going to be incorporated more and more?
Absolutely. So exactly like you mentioned, we have a lot of people that will come and, you know, do consults with us because they are looking for alternatives to surgery or alternatives to certain medications that they have been prescribed because they don't care for the side effects of the medication. So, you know, regenerative medicine is truly a way to help get people out of pain, improve their function, and again, really avoid surgery because we know that there can be a lot of risks associated with surgery as well.
Well, I think an area that becomes a marginal depending on the state of the condition you have. People like with severe herniations. Sometimes you have ruptures, which of course that'd be probably a surgical technique. But do you think stem cells and this technology would work well with chiropractic being, you know, two natural healing processes that could accomplish more together synergistically? As a, you know, something that has been considered at this point, or is it strictly people come in with some orthopedic condition, a knee or a shoulder or some other area, and they haven't tried chiropractic? How does that, what have you seen in the general population that's come into you? Do you see more people just coming in from a medical point where they don't want surgery, or do you see it both chiropractically and you can supplement it with a stem cell treatment?
Sure. So the two most common areas I'd say that we've worked with are knees and shoulders. But again, we can really work with any joint in the body and any tissue damage in the body. So there are people who have exhausted all of their treatment options, whether it is, you know, PT or medication, different forms of rehab, and they might plateau in their care, or they find that they've gone through some temporary relief and then they regress and they experience pain again. So a lot of the time what I find is when we do a treatment with regenerative medicine, I will encourage a form of physical therapy or rehab to support the results, because a lot of the time movement of the area is also very beneficial after treatment.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I think any modality or treatment that works synergistically together, you're going to get a better result. And going to your lecture, I saw a pretty dramatic change in a knee, and I think you mentioned that knees were pretty successful with stem cells. So if you're putting an injection into a knee, and we're not bone on bone at this point, there's still some cartilage left, what have you seen generally in results? You get a half a millimeter, a millimeter growth, and how long does it take? What are the general results, and who does the best and who does the worst? I'm not trying to pinpoint you to an exact result, condition, but what have you generally seen with people if they're healthier generally, or they have mild degeneration? At what point do you see a point where you can't help them, and where do you see the best results? You know, what's the range?
Sure. It varies greatly, I will say that. So typically younger patients or patients who are in better health tend to respond better to regenerative medicine, but there are ways to support better response. So for example, if we are deciding to do stem cell therapy, we can always utilize PRP with the therapy as well in order to support the eventual results that we'll get in order to boost the effects of the stem cell therapy. So what the results that we get, it really varies. I mean, as I mentioned, younger patients tend to do better with the PRP alone, so that can always be an option. But when we're talking about more advanced conditions, especially arthritis, that's when the stem cell therapy could be more appropriate.
Well, that seems to be what I gather from what you said, because I had a personal consultation with you. And by the way, if listeners want to reach you and get more information, how can they do that? Where can they reach you?
Absolutely. So you can actually call our office at South Florida Regenerative Medicine Center. Our number there is 561-744-7373, and they're welcome to set up a consultation with me directly, or I also hold workshops and they can get more information about our workshops. So again, that number is 561-744-7373, or they can also go to our website, which is www.southfloridarmc.com. So that's South Florida spelled out, and then RMC as in Regenerative Medicine Center.
Well, I know you work in the office of Dr. Papa, who I know very well in Jupiter, and he has a wide range of therapies there. So how did you connect with Dr. Papa? That's just, my own personal curiosity, because I think he's a great guy, and certainly, and I did speak to him about the therapy, and he's real excited about it. He thinks it's a great product that you have and approach. So how did you connect?
Absolutely. So actually, Dr. Papa's had personal experience with regenerative medicine therapy. So somebody close to him actually had a lot of pain in his knee and a lot of arthritis that was present. And so this person went through stem cell therapy, and they saw over time the cartilage beginning to grow and improve the spacing and improve the joint of his knee. So he went about 5 years playing softball 3 times a week with no pain at all in his knee after this treatment. And then he began to have a little bit of discomfort. They did a booster of PRP, and then after that, he's been pain-free since then. So Dr. Papa seeing that with a loved one is what really, piqued his interest in bringing these therapies into his office, and we were able to connect and get these services offered to the Jupiter area.
Well, that's great, because I have a lot of confidence in Dr. Papa. He has a lot of credibility. He's well known, and I trust him. So I know if he endorses it, it's going to be a great therapy for a lot of people, and I'm sure you're going to help a tremendous amount of people, especially here in Florida, because people are older down here. I'm older. And I need something for my joints, and I'm ready to look at it. Certainly, I've been looking at it for a while. And if I go back, I guess 4 or 5 years, I called another doctor who was doing it for quite a long time, and he's gotten pretty good results. But I don't think he was doing the newer technology. I haven't really spoken with him, but he was doing PRP. And now you have these other options available, which, from what my understanding is from speaking with you, they could be very potent options using, the umbilical cord and amniotic fluid as a booster. So can you explain a little bit more about that, where it comes from? Just so people, there's no ethical issues, where it comes from. It's voluntarily given up by the mother. So maybe you can give us a little explanation of the source of that type of stem cell therapy and what it's about.
Exactly. So as you mentioned, all of the tissue that's obtained is very ethical. So when a mom is pregnant and she decides to go through a C-section, she's asked if she's willing to donate that tissue. So if the mom agrees to donate the tissue, she is carefully screened. She goes through a health screening. And then once that tissue is obtained at delivery, the tissue itself goes through significant testing for quality, viability, and safety.
So the point is you're harvesting, is it mesenchymal stem cells? So they're undifferentiated?
Exactly. So mesenchymal stem cells, they're undifferentiated, so they're able to become any other type of tissue, whether it's muscle tissue, ligament, cartilage. Those stem cells can actually, they'll find the area of damage that's present within the body, and then they'll able to signal for growth factors and different components that promote growth of the tissue. It'll allow for healing of specific types of tissue.
Well, I think after I get my knee done, I may have to look into that for my brain and a few other parts.
I hear that a lot.
So that's something we can look at, but I'd like to see some clinical data first before.
Sure. But, I'll work on that.
Pretty impressive what I've seen so far with the knee. What about shoulders? How effective is stem cell on shoulder, depending on the type of problem? Because you have people with a lot of calcification. I know spurs, I don't think you're going to resolve, but joint problems and frozen shoulders, things of that nature, strains, sprains, chronic problems. What experience have you had with shoulder problems?
We see really good results with shoulder problems, so especially rotator cuff injuries. We can treat even major rotator cuff injuries as long as, you know, there's still decent function present, any labral tears. If there is arthritis present within the shoulder, we can improve that as well. A lot of pain that we see in the shoulder can also be present due to instability, potentially because of a prior rotator cuff injury, even from years ago. It can create instability of that joint. So we can utilize either PRP or stem cell therapy to stabilize that area and allow for improvement of the ligaments and tendons in order to reduce pain that's being caused because of instability.
So when you do, I don't know if you do post-X-ray studies, have you seen changes where you have some calcification of ligaments or tendons or scar tissue? Is that resolve, or is strictly joint cartilage growth that is affected by the stem cells?
I have seen a little bit of improvement around the joint itself, some calcification that can occur. When we're talking about scar tissue, that we don't see a significant change in the scar tissue itself due to the regenerative medicine.
So you can get some improvement in range of motion, less pain.
Exactly.
So you can improve my golf game. You would see that, right? If you can do that, I think they'll be lining up for
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
But no, I'm sure you don't make any guarantees. But functionally, you're improving. It's a pain and range of motion type of improvement mostly.
Exactly. So it's going to help to stabilize the area better, reduce pain. And because of the reduction in pain, a lot of the time we do see better function overall, better range of motion. So the clinic that we're actually obtaining our product from had a pro NFL player who, of course, his body was beaten up a little bit throughout the years, right, and, you know, avoided really taking care of it once he retired. He kind of dealt with his pain until he realized it was affecting his golf game. So finally, of course, he wanted to do something to treat it, and he utilized the stem cells and is pain-free now, which
That's great.
Is exciting.
One other question, hips. I have a particular interest in it because my father-in-law has a hip problem. It's almost fused. Have you seen any results on hips?
Hips is another area that we do treat. Yes.
And what kind of results have they gotten generally? Is there enough studies out there on hip therapy to make any claims, or have they seen general results that have improved? At a certain, you know, I'm sure like every other joint, if it wears down bone on bone, I don't think you're going to get much result, but if there's still some cartilage left, have you seen regeneration in the hip joint?
Yes, we have. So exactly like any other joint, if there is still the cartilage present, if there is still some functionality and movement, then there is a good chance that regenerative medicine can help.
So how long does it take to see, generally, depending on the healing process, of course, I mean, is a range, is 4 to 6 months a reasonable time to see a result, or does it take longer to get a maximum result?
We begin seeing results at about the 2 to 3 month mark. So what we do is we will after the treatment, at about the 3-month mark, bring patients back in to do a reevaluation and determine what type of improvement has been taking place. And then we'll do follow-ups again every few months after that to see how the patient is continuing to improve and continuing to progress.
So let's say you do your evaluation, range of motion, pain levels, whether, you know, is strength testing, whatever the testing is. Once you reach a maximum, is there a need at some point down the road to get a booster shot or do it again to get a better result, or is it just one shot and that's it?
It's very dependent on the condition and the patient. So when we're talking about, let's say, a minor rotator cuff injury and we are healing that tissue, likely that patient could be good to go after the one treatment. When we're talking about an area like the knee that we're trying to improve arthritis, there is a chance over time that the joint will continue to degenerate again. So they may need, after, you know, 5 years, 7 years, hopefully longer, they may need a booster injection.
Well, that's, of course, a weight-bearing joint, so that's an issue because you always have a problem. And what I found out, it involves three things. You involve your hip, your alignment, you know, and if you have a tilted hip or a tilted sacrum from a chiropractic point of view, you're putting more weight-bearing on that side that's low. If you have a short leg, then you really need some chiropractic work to, you know, align you better. And then the other side of it is your feet. So I wound up, you know, I'm getting adjusted, but I'm also going to podiatrist. I found my orthotics weren't right, so they have to change them because it's putting too much pressure on the lateral part of the knee. So I think if you combine a whole approach, total approach, and if I get the stem cells done, I think once I get all the other mechanics corrected, it's going to have a better result. Because you align properly.
Exactly, absolutely. So, you know, as much as I'd love to believe that stem cells can fix absolutely everything, when we're fixing one joint, I can't change your overall biomechanics. But I agree with you. I think it's something to consider. If you do get, you know, your knee joint treated, it's important to also evaluate your overall gait and biomechanics.
Well, that's what I'm getting. I'm getting my wheels aligned, my frame aligned.
Perfect.
Then I'll be ready. Let me ask you what, from your general understanding, you mentioned some other things as far as medications and other joints and parts of the body. What is your general knowledge of use of stem cells for other conditions aside from joints? Is there any thing you can bring to our listeners that may have some possibilities or future possibilities of treating with stem cell therapy?
Sure. So, of course, our clinic is only focusing on orthopedic conditions, but there is a lot of research being conducted at leading universities about all of the different benefits of regenerative medicine. I know it's being used in rheumatology, it's being used in neurology, pain management. There's a lot of different specialties out there that are utilizing stem cell therapy for a number of different conditions.
Well, that's exciting because I think there's a tremendous future for the therapy. One of the things that at this point, I know there's an expense involved, and it varies depending on who does it. But right now, does insurance cover any of the therapy, or what coverage is there available at this point?
Unfortunately, insurance is not covering regenerative medicine right now. I'm hoping that's something we might see in the future. But, you know, at our clinic, we specifically do our best to work with each patient because we want as many people as possible to benefit from these therapies and be able to get back into doing the things they love or keep up with staying as active as they can.
Well, I think that's great that you're doing that, but how does a person know which treatment is best for them? I mean, do you give them the options? Let's say if you look at the x-rays or MRIs, how do you evaluate somebody and let them know if the stem cell is a good therapy for them?
So that's what, when somebody comes in for a consultation, that's what's determined at that point. So depending on their specific condition, as we discussed, age, how their health is, we'll determine which therapy and potentially what combination of therapies could be the most effective for them.
So if someone wants to get more information or a no obligation consultation, how would they contact you?
So again, they can contact our office at 561-744-7373, or they can visit our website at www.southfloridarmc.com, and all of our information will be available on that website as well.
Well, that's great information. So today, again, our guest is Dr. Cynthia Mangla of the South Florida Regenerative Medicine Center. Is there any other information you can tell us generally about stem cell therapy? You know, any new breakthroughs or any other information you didn't give us?
I think we covered most of it. There is, as I mentioned, there's a lot of research that is being done around stem cell therapy and PRP. It's a, you know, really growing field within healthcare, and they're continually improving the product that's being used. So, you know, for those who are very interested, I encourage you to do your research around the different therapy options that are out there. It's really fascinating. And as I mentioned, they're just improving the quality of product continually.
So the information I've received so far, and I've looked it up, as I'm being an older person now, not old, but, you know, moderately old, I was a little disappointed to see the curve drop off at 40 on the stem cell harvesting. So I'm in the more inclined to get the umbilical amniotic fluid. So the umbilical stem cells are the primary. Is it the amniotic or boosters? Maybe you could explain a little bit how that works together synergistically. Are they, you always get both combined, or is it just you need one and not the other? How do you separate that therapy out, which is appropriate?
It really depends on the conditions that we are looking, we're looking at and we're evaluating, and what type of results we're ultimately trying to achieve. So when we talk about the umbilical cord tissue, that is where we actually have the mesenchymal stem cells, along with what's called Wharton's jelly, which contains cytokines and growth factors, collagen, hyaluronic acid, which synergistically all work together in order to allow for as much growth as possible within that joint. The amniotic fluid doesn't contain stem cells. However, it is a strong boosting component because it does contain a lot of those growth factors that are present in that Wharton's jelly as well. So it really allows, it's similar to PRP in a lot of ways. However, maybe a little bit more effective is how we like to think of it.
Yeah, one of the other things I don't think we discussed is going into the hip and drawing out some material from the hip. What is that all about, you know, to get stem cells?
So there are a couple of different methods of obtaining stem cells. So you can obtain stem cells from your own body. So one is through your bone marrow, as you mentioned. So you'd actually have to go into the hip and extract the stem cells. Another is through your adipose tissue or your fat tissue. That's another source.
Well, I could donate a lot of that. Well, I think the what you mentioned is the umbilical and the amniotic seems to be a little less traumatic than going into the hip. But I guess it depends on, again, the individual. So I think you gave us a really great discussion today, the stem cell therapy, and I want to thank you again for being on the show. Could you just give out your phone number if people want to reach you one more time?
Absolutely. The phone number at our office is 561-744-7373.
Well, that's great, Dr. Mangala. So thank you so much for being on the show. I think stem cells have a great future, and certainly we're going to consider having it done. And we'll be contacting you in the near future. Again, this is Dr. Roy Speiser. The show is A Healthy Way. And thank you all for listening today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You have been listening today to The Healthy Way. Thank you for joining us. I am Dr. Roy Speiser of Clean Water Revival with my co-host Kim Jones of Prescription and Wellness Shop. For more information, the toll-free number is 800-444-3563. Again, 800-444-3563. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m. for more on how to improve your overall well-being. Be well.
This obsession with the things this world says make us happy. Can't see the slaves we are in all the searching, all the grasping. Like we deserve much more than all these.